McDonald football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm Agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. Now with the Max Pregame Show, your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO, your sports station.
And welcome to Carson Park in Eau Claire as your McDonald Max get ready to return to 11-player football. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky and our terrific team alongside as we get set to bring you this on WOGO Radio, the live stream on WOGO.com, and the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And Seth Smisky, welcome to the booth, just in the nick of time. All right.
Great to be here. Yeah.
Good to see you. All right. So the Cloverbelt Conference champion Regis Ramblers host the interconference rival McDonald Max and from the Dunn St. Croix. And, again, the Ramblers, highly thought of in Division Six. The early rankings see Mondovi in their conference number one, who beat them last year in the playoffs. And Regis at number two, but Regis with a sophomore quarterback, the Brommer kid, Jacob, going to get the start. His brother not going out for football this year.
No, and I don't know how. I mean, it's going to have an effect on the team, just but they run so much. But I'm sure, like, timing and the meshing with their option and stuff, how they run it, you know, it's going to matter. But I think they'll probably be okay.
How about amongst the MAC faithful in terms of the mood turning from the 8-player championship to 11-player?
It's exciting, you know. It's something new. It's I guess maybe we're a little nervous about it, but we'll see here how it goes. But I mean, there is a good level of excitement around it.
And new head coach Luke Oliver as well. Mark Maloney leaves, rides off into the sunset with his title. And those seniors who graduated, but Luke Oliver, met him before the game, great guy. And your son Grant, an offensive consultant.
Yeah, and you know, I hear bits and pieces, but and I kind of witnessed him coaching the other night a little bit, because me and my brother are coaching 7th and 8th graders and the varsity's practicing, and he means business, you know. I mean, he gets after it, and he runs a very high-tempo offense, and I mean, they got to be doing it, and if they're not, he'll get after you.
Part of their state championship team in 2016. He's been an assistant twice, most recently 2024. Of course, the Gale Electric Trempolo head coach a year ago, and now with McDonald this year. We'll take a 3.5-minute timeout when we come back. It's the Max Pregame Show, the first of two coaches' conversations. We caught up with Regis head coach Brian Brenner coming up on WOGO Sports.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high-yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high-yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 7/6/26. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Max pregame on WOGO Sports, both radio and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Great night for football. A little warm, but hey, it's August. Coach, a lot of success here at Regis during your tenure. What's the overview this year?
We're excited to be out here again. You know, it's a true gift and a privilege to be able to have this experience as a player, as a coach, as a fan. So we're just really excited and you know, it's a little bit of an unknown every year what you're going to get. And we're excited here. Definitely it's an honor to be able to coach against McDonnell and Coach Luke there. You know, he played for us and coached with us, so he really knows us well. And then to renew the rivalry with McDonnell and give us a true special gift.
So it looks like you're more experienced. Brommer did not go out for the team. So is Jacob, the sophomore, is he going to be your starter at QB?
Yep.
Okay. And so that'll take some getting used to. I mean, a young guy, right?
Yeah. He was a little bit of an unexpected surprise there at the beginning of the summer, but really proud of our kids, not only Jacob, but the whole team, how we've responded to that and move forward and try to make the best of the situation. And again, it's a little bit of an unknown. I think Jacob in particular has really improved throughout the summer and first few weeks of practice here and just really taking full advantage of the opportunity that he's getting.
Yeah. And finally, McDonald back up to 11 player, an exciting night for them. You talked about Coach Luke, but this Regis McDonald rivalry has been great over the years and great to renew it to kick off the season.
Yeah, if I recall right, the last time we played, I got kicked out of the game, so hopefully I learned my lesson.
All right, very good. Coach, you wish your best tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, Bryant Brenner, the head coach of the Regis Ramblers here on our Max pregame here from Carson Park. Coach Brenner, in his 19th season, his teams have put together an impressive record of 183-34. And the last time they played McDonald, 2010 season, a 49-41 Rambler victory. And we'll trust that the coach will stay in the game tonight. 3.5 minute break when we come back. McDonald's new head coach, Luke Oliver, 3.5 minutes away. This is Max Football.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Max pregame on WOGO Sports here on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And first-year McDonald head coach Luke Oliver, a Regis alum, but coaching for McDonald. You were a player and a coach as well as a student there at Regis.
Yeah, yep, graduated in 2016, then coached there 18, 19, 20, and then came back in 24. So a couple of stints there with Coach Brenner at Regis.
And then you did have the 1 year. Tell us about last year at Galactra Trempolo, what you learned there that you're bringing here to McDonald.
Yeah, anytime you get the chance to be a head coach, right, there's a learning experience. Coach Brenner has prepared me as well as anybody, but then when you actually have to do it for yourself, there's that learning curve. So I think there was as far as what you install, how much you install, how you practice, and then just kind of the wear and tear that kids get throughout the season, and maybe not pushing them as you get later. You know, there's wear on the tires there. So kind of learned a little bit about that and how we can structure our practices a little bit better. But it was a great learning experience for me. I'm really appreciative for the administration over there and the players and the coaches that I got to coach with. But we're excited to be at McDonald.
What's the buzz here at McDonald amongst the fans? The idea of moving, eight-player championship, great way for the wonderful Mark Maloney to go out, but returning to 11-player.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement, right? You know, we have a great administration that's super supportive. it's kind of been the buzz around Chippewa Falls is us moving back to 11-man. So the kids are excited. The parents are excited. I think the community is excited about it. And I'm excited to be here to be a part of it.
And as finally, as Coach, as you showed me your starters, I'm like, people try to get ready for a change on offense. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we got, obviously, going from 8 to 11-man, you got three more guys on the field, right? So we can get three more playmakers out there. We got plenty of guys that we need to get the ball to. Hopefully, you'll see that tonight, you know, that we can get the Luke Andersons, Isaac Crawfords involved early. So we got a lot of guys that have speed that we need to get the ball to, and with 11-man, we got, you know, extra opportunities to do that.
Going to test that Regis pass defense right away.
I'm a run guy at heart. I want to run the ball. You know, I come from Regis. You know, we run the ball here well. So
yeah, right.
I want to establish the run, help our quarterback, you know, ease into it. Mm-hmm. First start here at Carson Park. That's a tough game to go into, but we're confident in them. So if we can establish the run and kind of set up the pass, that would be ideal for us.
Sure. McDonald, first-year head coach Luke Oliver, as the scoreboard clock ticking down inside of 4:20 now as we're getting closer to the start of this contest. Coming up, we'll hear from Seth Smisky, our Toyson Ford keys to the game. That's in 2 minutes. This is Max Football.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Back at Carson Park, Eau Claire, from 8-player champions in November to 11-player matchup against Regis. Time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, Seth Smisky. How about it, Regis and McDonald tonight?
Yeah, tonight, in order for us to stay in this game, defense. Defense is key. You know, we got a brand new offense coming in here, and it's going to take a while to learn this stuff. But defense, you can pick up really fast, and especially where it's going to be key is our three inside guys, Gavin, Grant Sokup, and, Jonathan. Jonathan Brady. Those three guys got to get penetration, and they got to mess things up for them.
All right, there you go. Seth Smisky, tonight's Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Again, to our right, as you can see, it's not the number of players you have, but Regis does have more.
Yes,
lined up across
sure.
the end zone to our right, and they've got the Kelly Green with the white uniforms and white pants, and McDonald in the royal blue with the white, and then the yellow and gold pants and the blue and white stripes on the sides. Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. Again, for Luke Oliver seems calm, cool, collected, right? And
yeah.
You said he's been good with the kids.
Yeah, he is, and he seems really, like, like kids, you know, if there's an opening or there's a crack, they're going to take advantage of that and exploit it. But he runs a tight ship, and you know, he means business. Mm-hmm. So I was impressed.
Absolutely. All right. So we'll take our final break, and when we come back, it'll be the starting lineups and getting ready for football. McDonald and Regis coming next. This is McDonald Football.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunchboxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's 20 below. Foot of snow. What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Max Football on WOGO. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thanks so much to Caleb Swenson, Carter Jaeger, and Conley Engelmeyer as well for all of the work to get our video going at WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. And again, if you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. And let's listen to our public address announcer. Max introduced as a team, and I'm thinking the Ramblers will be too. So there we go. Joe Roach, our public address announcer tonight. Again, this Ramblers squad claimed their eighth straight Clover Belt Conference crown and 10th overall with an unblemished 7-0 conference record last year. Since 2018, they've won 55 of their last 56 Clover Belt Conference games. Quite a rivalry brewing with Mondovi, though. They beat them during the regular season on a Hail Mary at the end of the game, lost in the playoffs, and ultimately... Now Mondovi is a 1 and Regis as the 2 in Division 6 as we start this season here tonight. But back to 11 player, And again, Luke Oliver had a terrific season with Gale Electric Trempealeau last year, coached the team there. And before that, had served on Brian Brenner's staff a couple of different occasions for 3 years and later for one here at Regis, where he was a student and a student athlete. All right, so McDonald heading out on the field for the kickoff here this evening. Remember that Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. And McDonald will receive as Regis will be kicking off. And number seven, their kicker, is Noah Labor, one of their fine running backs, 6 foot, 157-pounder. You'll hear him called out here this evening as well. And who do we got back deep for McDonald? There's the boot, and Labor, it's going to be grabbed about the 12-yard line by the Max, and taken there by, he's going to be pounded back at about the 17-yard line, and that is the quarterback for McDonald, Nathan Bogus. Returning. So Whiteout gets the, Rideout rather, gets the tackle at about the 17 or 18 yard line. So first and 10, McDonald with 82 yards to pay dirt, and they'll mark it off from the 20. They'll give him forward progress to the 20 yard line. So that's kind of shades of eight player when you got your quarterback on the kick return.
Yeah, but I didn't, that was, I thought, well, I thought it was number 11 that had it, but I don't see a number 11 on here, so I.
All right, you know, yeah, my apologies, 12, and I, you're right, I didn't have an 11 either on mine, yeah, so we'll have to work on that one. All right, so Bogus is number 12, I stand corrected, yeah, so, all right, he'll take it from the pistol and the handoff, Christofferson, and he'll pound his way forward for a few yards on the first carry, and change that to actually to Eddie. Boy, both of our, it looked to be number 80, and neither of us, I have the roster that I received from Coach Oliver last night. There's another handoff, and this one's going to be a loss on the play as the Ramblers with the gang tackle. And Eddie, the ball carrier here both times for McDonald.
Well, I will send some text messages here and try because I got the roster that I got in the program.
Walking through.
So,
all right. Well, we're working in the third down, and there's the completion for McDonald, and then shaking free of the tackle, and he's going to go the 50, the 45, the 40, off to the races, heading Luke Anderson racing all the way down for a touchdown for McDonald. Wow. Unbelievable! He busted at 77 yards for pay dirt.
Wow, what a way to start for McDonald. That is fantastic.
Incredible.
I tell you, you know, it's hard to catch Luke in a foot race, so when he got behind the defense there, hey, good things are going to happen. And, that, you know, good statement coming out.
77 yards on the completion from Bogus as Eddie had the first couple of carries for the Max and a player down for the Ramblers. And we're going to break
we're
in the action.
Figure that out right now.
For an injury break. And we'll take a 30-second break. Well, let's see. They're helping him up, so we'll stay here. All right. And so that is number six, Brecken Forster, a sophomore, 5'8", 145-pounder. Going to get some help to the sidelines. Boy, Luke Anderson breaking free here early in this game for a 77-yard score from Bogus. And touchdown, and McDonald on the board with 10:58 to go.
What do we got here?
And now waiting for the Max to come out to see what they're going to go for, the kick or go for two. And they're lining up with Bogus, and they're going to go for two. So Bogus again from the pistol. And he's going to fake it and hand it off to Eddie, and Eddie is going to be stopped short of the goal for the two. We'll take a break. Back in a minute with McDonald leading 6-0 at Regis. This is Max Football.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
With 10:58 to go, first quarter, McDonald on the scoreboard as Luke Anderson on the catch takes it to the house, and the Macs grab a 6-0 lead. And here's your kickoff, and it's going to go
good
deep,
boot,
all the way into the end zone. I believe Isaac Crawford,
yeah,
who was the kicker from last year, and is a little healthier maybe than he was by the end of the season. And now the Ramblers get it at their own 20-yard line, going right to left. So a bit of a stunner here out of the gate, huh?
It is. It is. I didn't know what to expect this game, but, scoring like that and then getting him for a touchback, we're doing the right things right now.
Aspirus Health bringing clinical, hospital, and emergency services to Chippewa Falls. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Number 80 is Christofferson.
Okay. All right. So that's where we had even Roach up here. It seemed like you heard him calling Eddie.
Hayden Christofferson.
Yeah, yeah. So that's who I had listed as their main running back. But we had him listed as number 25, so that's a bit of a problem.
Well, you know, it's the first game.
It is the first game.
You know, we're
all working
it sorted out here.
Good way to fake him out is have him think it's a different guy. All right. The sophomore, Brommer, is the quarterback for the run-oriented Ramblers with that inverted double way, and good push by the McDonald defense on the first down.
Yeah, we got some good penetration in there, and the linebackers filled. It's that was exactly what you needed to do. That running back, he seemed like he was a bit of a horse. So.
Now, they did not get it at the 20. They started at the 10.
I saw a flag on the field.
Okay, so a 10-yard penalty on the Ramblers.
Yep.
So we'll note that as we keep track of penalties. Gain of 1. Did you catch the ball carrier? Here we go.
I did not.
All right. Second down. And the handoff off the right side and bursting into the middle and running hard past the 20-yard line is number 7 for the Ramblers, and that's Noah Labor. Labor, the kicker earlier with that one. And so taking it from the 10 and getting it across the 20 to the 23-yard line. And so...
And Regis, they're very efficient. They don't mind getting stopped a few times because sooner or later they're gonna break one. But we just gotta
first and 10 from the 23 now for the Ramblers, and the pitch in the backfield is gonna go to Rideout. Rideout on the right side, and a good hustle by the McDonald defense as well over there. So like the hustle to the ball here so far, Seth.
Yeah, they're doing things right now. Good penetration by the D-line, and guys are hustling.
Let's
coming
try
from the backside.
We'll try to get some names here, but that was Rideout for no gain. So second down and 10 for the Ramblers inside a 9.5 to go first quarter in a warm August night here on WOGO Sports. Again, the sophomore quarterback, Brommer, his brother would have been the starter, but did not go out, made that decision early summer, and now the spin move, and then he's able to hand it off and burst into the McDonald secondary and pound his way out to about the 36-yard line is number 2, Carter Sisco.
McDonald playing a 60 right there. 6 guys on the line of scrimmage here. So if they get to that second level, there's not that extra linebacker or two back there to help with things. So it's effective if we can stop them at the line.
I'm doubting I called the number as best I saw it, but okay, another first down for the Ramblers and they'll take over at the 35-yard line. And there's the pitch, and coming to the near side and trying to shake free, yes. But good McDonald defense, and all over him is Luke Anderson that time.
Yeah, Noah made initial contact, come through, and then Luke come and cleaned it up. So great.
Mason McCoy, the ball carrier, and a loss on the play for McCoy of 5 yards back to the 30. So his first carry there.
Great read by Noah, you know, back at backer, getting in there that fast to disrupt that play.
Second down and 15 from the 30, going right to left here for the Ramblers. The clock ticking toward 8 minutes to go here, first quarter. McDonald up 6-0, a 77-yard touchdown catch to Luke Anderson. And now a receiver in motion, and they're going to hand it, and then breaking into the secondary and scooting that time again is number two, Carter Sisco, his second successful carry, as Sisco carrying that one all the way to the 40, a gain of 10. He's got 2 for 22.
And that's where, you know, at linebacker, you just got to stay disciplined. And if your read is the fullback, I'm not sure how they're reading things, but if you're keeping an eye on the fullback, you got to stay disciplined, because it looked like they were kind of going to go a sweep left, and they come back right with the fullback. So,
well, you talked about the importance of the defense getting tested here early. Mm-hmm. Inside of 7.5 minutes to go, Habram, the sophomore, and he'll, again, work that running attack, multiple different ball carriers and playmakers to go to, and there's a spin move falling to the ground, and it's a fresh number 34, Tucker Deruin. He is a 5'11", 159-pound senior, so enter his name in the stat sheet.
Yeah, and Noah and Smisky and number 59, which we're going to have to get here,
yeah,
were in on the tackle that play.
All right, and so a gain of fourth down and 3 after that gain by Deruin. McDonald defense now trying to stiffen. Pitch and taking it. Labor has got the first down past the 45 and then pushed back, but he did, I believe, get the progress to get him there.
Yeah, just barely. And I think maybe it was Gavin had him, and he had him stood, you know, straight up, and he didn't get any more, but
gain of 4 for Labor, 3 yeah. carries for 17 yards, and that's 3 first downs for Regis on the night here as they get to the 46-yard line. So moving the ball under the tutelage of the sophomore quarterback, Jacob Brommer, just a sophomore. Brommer comes in here at 5'9", 140 pounds, and we've got a break in the action. We're back in a moment. This is Max Football.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we are now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Mark Alverson and also Seth Smisky back here at Carson Park, Eau Claire. We've got an injured player. I did not see the injured player for Eau Claire Regis. He's being helped up now, and it looks to be number 11, Mason McCoy, and he is one of their running backs, and he's holding his right arm out carefully as he comes to the sideline on the near side. So Regis did get the first down. We'll resume action in a moment. Independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that's always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. All right, from the 46-yard line near midfield, Regis, 3 first downs. They moved to 36 yards, 6:40 to go first quarter, trailing McDonald 6-0. I didn't know I'd be saying that tonight, but that is the case. 77-yard touchdown to Luke Anderson. We'll have the highlight later and a bit of a delay. One of the MAC defensive players, a little bit of a Sean Wagner, the junior, a little equipment issue. All right, I'm still adjusting that it's McDonald doing 11 player. We got so used to the 8 player. And there's the fake from Brommer. Handoff to the fullback, and he's going to pound his way into McDonald territory all the way down to about the 41-yard line. And he's going to get up with some attitude. And that's big number 17, Braxton Tarbox. Do they have an unlimited number of running backs? Wow.
Yeah, they got a few of them. And he looks like a load to bring down,
right,
for sure.
What a name, Braxton Tarbox. That is a fullback name if I've heard one before.
Yeah.
And he rumbled from the total of 12 yards on the play, yet another Regis first down. So Max finding it tough to stop the Ramblers, but still 42 yards away from a score, 6:05 to go here. First quarter, it's a ton of plays for the Ramblers. And they're all bunched in that double wing, inverted double wing, and the coming to the near side, and Labor's going to shake free and go down the sideline, and Regis is going to tie this game at 6 apiece. The Ramblers, Noah Labor, able to shake free and work it down the sideline, and that's the Regis running game that has been able to get them such success, Seth.
Yeah, they wear you down for sure. I mean, that's just kind of their recipe. That's what they do. But
yeah,
we had plenty of opportunities to make a tackle on that play, and it just didn't happen. Just grabbing them by the jersey or something like that, and we gotta meet up with these guys. They'll run through stuff like that.
So again, 10 plays, 90 yards, no passes. And
yeah,
so that's when you talk about the sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, they're not going to throw a lot. So.
As long as he's handing it off to the right guy on the play, I think they'll be just fine.
All right, Tarbox, the big guy right behind him, and he's going to pitch it again instead to Brody Sturm, and Sturm gets it in for the two, and Regis grabs an 8-6 lead. We're back in a minute with a kick. 5:49 left in the first. This is Max Football.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high-yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high-yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 7/6/26. Insured by NCUA.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
So after Noah Labor runs it 42 yards for the score, Ben Strope a 2-yard run to give Regis the 8-6 lead. And I think we've got a better idea here in terms of the McDonald receivers. And you told me number 11, Seth?
Yep, number 11. Is that Colton?
On the far side and out of bounds at about the 23-yard line for McDonald.
Yeah, I believe number 11 was Colton Meyer.
Mason Sisko and Waylon Edison on the stop on the return.
No, number 11, sorry. Number 11, Hayden Christofferson. Colton Meyer is 59.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I think we had Hayden Christofferson was 80.
80, yeah.
80, yeah, yeah.
59 is Colton Meyer. And Grant verbally told me 11.
We're just going to blame Grant for all of it, do you think?
Yeah, yeah. I did not write it down. So.
Yeah, Colton Meyer, all right. And you said 11 was, you told me earlier. All right, from the 11, and now McDonald Bogus, a little trouble on the snap. He's going to just try to get back to the line of scrimmage, which was the 21, maybe to the 22-yard line. Everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent, Jeff Flagg, in Chippewa Falls for a personal price plan. Call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg at 723-9128 or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. Second and 10 now. And Bogus out on the right side, going to get it to Isaac Crawford. Crawford's dangerous, and they're able to get him in the back. And there's Labor again. He's doing it on both sides of the ball. Noah Labor, the 6-foot senior, 157-pounder. He just scored the touchdown a short time ago, and he gets Crawford for the loss.
I think Isaac, if he would have just went upfield with it right away instead of trying to cut, he would have got something.
Well, a loss of 3 on the play. And now Max not taking much time at all. And Baga's going to fire one, and it's going to be intercepted on the far side by the Ramblers. Number six hauls it in, Brecken Forster. And Forster's still going, and they're going to finally get him down around the 10-yard line. And he's going to be tackled there by the Max. And again, some roster issues here.
Yeah, number, so number 11, Isaac Betcher.
Number 30 it was the tackle for McDonald's. So, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so that play just, I was hoping the ball was going to be short, and because it didn't look like it had enough to get up over top. And
we got a flag down. And it's holding on the Ramblers. It was thrown about the 15-yard line. First and 10 for Regis. And so they'll back him up to the 26. So the Ramblers in their white uniforms with the Kelly green numerals and stripes on their helmet come out against McDonald. And that run formation, again, the inverted double wing with the Brommer, the sophomore quarterback, taking around the right side and getting it to Cisco again. And not much doing, and good Max defense on that. And,
yeah, great pursuit by the linebackers flowing
Jonathan
down the
Brady,
line. Yep.
One of the guys on that one.
Yep.
And so starting it from the 26, a loss of one. Cisco had two successful ones prior to that of totaling 22 yards. They get him back to the 27. So Max trying to stiffen again, hanging right in there, down 8-6, just over 4 minutes to go first quarter here from Carson Park. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky with you with our terrific video team. Second and 11 now for Brom. Got the double wing and the lone running back behind him, and the pitch to the far side, and he's going to shake free from one tackle and make his way all the way down inside the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. Another terrific run for Ben Strope. He had the 2-point conversion run a short time ago, and this one he takes from the 27 down to the 7, a run of 20 and a Regis first down.
Yeah, just kind of the same thing going the other way, but they were able to cut it up that time, and nobody home, so led to a big gain.
Getting the job done, and Strope tears it up for 20 to the 7-yard line. And again, this I got to tell you, we got Labor and McCoy and Rideout, and then you've got Cisco, that's 4, Strope and Tarbox and DeRuin. So 7 running backs already. They're going to get it to Labor again and make it, no, actually number 1. This is going to be Taden Rideout, and Max is going to get him for a loss going to the right side.
Yeah, fresh legs, you know, that's they got plenty of them.
Yeah.
And that is one thing kind of worried me in this game, was just a little humid out there. We got more guys playing a lot more minutes, you know, they have more depth. So how is that going to factor in here?
Okay, so second and goal from the 7. Again, we can run through these different running backs. It's quite the variety. It's quite the fun time for the offensive coordinator to pick that here as Brommer now under center. And they'll get it to Labor. Labor, who scored their earlier touchdown, is going to run right into the heart of the McDonald defense. It gets it to maybe the 5-yard line, but nothing more. So third down as the clock continues to tick inside of 2.5 minutes to go here first quarter. Gain of 2 that time for Labor. He's got 61 yards rushing on 5 carries, including a 42-yard touchdown run. Max got a 77-yard touchdown pass to Luke Anderson, a long pass from Bogus that Anderson able to outrun the defense and go all the way on that one, putting McDonald on the scoreboard earlier. Regis has answered with a touchdown run and a 2-point conversion of their own to grab the lead. Trying to build on that here after an interception. And now Brommer faked it into the middle of the defense, and there is the touchdown run, and it might be a new one. Johnny Joles, it looks like, number 36, the 5'9", 967-pounder. And why not get it to another guy? And it looks like that's what they did.
And that, you know, he was playing fullback there, and that's one thing you cannot let happen is the fullback start gashing us at all.
But you know, it's got to really fire up the team because everybody feels like they're involved, right? That's runners on the night, and the quarterback hasn't run the ball.
Yep. And that's what you're doing at the beginning of the season too. You're kind of feeling things out, and see who's gonna do it.
Another great football name, Johnny Joles. All right, for the extra point, Noah Labor, who had the earlier touchdown for Regis. The ball is down, the boot is up, and it's off the right upright. No good. So just six makes it a 14-6 game. Kickoff in a minute. This is Max Football.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
McDonald out 14-6 as they re-enter 11-player football after winning the championship over Gilman 22-0 last November in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Mark Halverson with Seth Smiske, as we're joined by Caleb Swenson, Carter Jaeger, and Conley Engelmeyer in the booth here at Carson Park. Be back here for our Chi-Hi Memorial game coming up on Thursday night. Don't miss Chi-Hi Volleyball on Tuesday on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. 1:40 in the afternoon from Wausau West, and Isaac Crawford on the far side gets out to about the 33 before he runs it out of bounds. And before the Macs get on the field, let me tell you that keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. All right, 32-yard line, first and 10. All right, Coach Smiske, what would we be calling here?
Well, I think he's still going to – he's not going to give up on the run yet. So I would imagine he's going to try still, you know, establish that. And, you know, he's going to push his guys and see who wants to play out here.
All right. So, again, it is Hayden Christofferson, the lone running back. I got to say, in the roster he sent me, he's pretty much the only guy listed at running back. Everybody else, it seemed like, was wide receiver. Crawford in motion to the far side. Bogus got some protection and is intercepted again right over the middle. And he had his eye on his target that time, and it just wasn't meant to be as he was looking for Noah Smiske.
Yeah, he was not open. He was covered up. Unfortunate throw there.
Yeah. He had some protection.
Yep,
he did have some protection.
He had some time, but the defender was right in front of him.
Yeah. And so. I apologize, we didn't get the number of the defender, but it was another Regis interception, second in a row for Bogus. So now the Ramblers take over, leading at 14-6, 1:45 left here, first quarter. And Jacob Brommer, the sophomore quarterback, number 14. But this inverted double wing offense, it's brought Coach Brunner such success is what he goes with. Wing on each side and the lone running back behind Brommer. Receiver in motion, and they're going to hand it to the guy coming. No, he's going to go back to pass and fire a ball down the field. Batted incomplete.
Right.
Good coverage by the Max by Isaac Crawford. As Brommer threw his first pass of the game, it looked to be for Griffin Boda.
I see there's a flag back there. I saw the initial hit. If they call in sportsmanlike, I'd be surprised. Well, maybe not surprised.
Yeah.
He was kind of slapping for the ball. Maybe he got him in the helmet a little bit. Oh, they're going to get
it. That's against the Ramblers, man.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good pressure, though. That's good to see.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, the McDonald defense, I mean, down 14-6, but even though they gave up a 42-yard touchdown the first drive of Regis, right, they made him get a bunch of first downs.
When you're playing a team like Regis, you can't have two interceptions right away.
You know?
I mean, that's tough. So to be where we're at, hey, I'm okay with it.
All right, so a 10-yard penalty. That's the second one on the night for the Ramblers. And now they're going to get the ball to the near side, and off to the races again goes Cisco. And Cisco at the 25 cuts back in about the 21-yard line before he's finally brought down by Noah Smiske. So from the 49 of Regis, he tears it all the way down the field. Another, 30-yard gain on the play for Cisco. Four carries for 51 yards on the night for number two. He is Carter Cisco, a 5'10", 151-pounder.
Yeah, they're really caving down the left side of our line.
Six first downs on the night, none for McDonald. And now at the 21-yard line, just outside of the red zone, it's Brommer again under center on the near side. And he's going to hand it off. He handed it off up the middle and nothing doing. Did he fumble the ball? Some indication that he did. The Macs say they have it, and they do. McDonald
nice.
With the fumble and recovering it. Number 59 for the Macs. And my roster doesn't have a 59. I don't know what you could do for me.
Yes, we know 59. That is the suspense build. Colton Meyer with the fumble recover there.
All right.
And yeah, good
Meyer.
Break.
Yeah, huge break. And Macs get it at the 22. And slight break here in the action for me to tell you that ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. Fumble lost and recovered by McDonald, and that happens with 59 seconds left here in this first quarter. And the Macs going to try the ground game with Christofferson, and not anything doing. In fact, a loss in the play as they were starting at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, that's not a lot. They're waiting for him. You know, as soon as he gets the ball, they're right there. There was three guys
so
waiting for him.
Three carries for 2 yards for Christofferson, and then a low snap to Bogus, and he's just going to fall on it and be tackled back about the 18-yard line. So, again, working out the bugs here.
Yeah.
Getting the flies out of the ointment here in the first game of the season.
And little plays like that, they just kill you,
mm-hmm.
you know? Makes things a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I guess we have to go with that as Bogus. A sack? I don't know what you call that, a sack, a loss of two.
Yeah, it'd be a sack.
Oh, and he drops the snap again on the pistol, and he's getting about the 5-yard line. Oh, my.
We got some nerves coming out right now.
Run from the 17, and that wasn't bad. The previous loss was only like 4.
Yep.
But then a 12-yard loss, and that is going to end the first quarter with the score. Regis 14, McDonald 6. We'll change directions back in a minute. This is McDonald Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
All right, McDonald trailing 14-6. A couple of interceptions, but then McDonald actually able to recover a fumble from Regis. And that was recovered, as we told you, by Colton Meyer. And then now McDonald has lost a yard to Christofferson, and then a couple of snaps that did not work real well to Bogus, and it's backed him all the way up to the 5. It is 4th, and I believe it's actually longer than 4th and 17. It's 4th and 27. They've got to get to the 32-yard line for a first down. So punting situation, Isaac Crawford, not only your kicker but your punter for the 2026 McDonald Macs. There's the snap, and he'll get it from the end zone. Good boot by Isaac. Good leg all the way into Regis territory at about the 49. This is going to be labor. He's dangerous. Look out for him down the left sideline. He's racing down the sideline all the way in, and he stepped out of bounds.
Must have stepped out. I see they're marking him there.
Boy, he took it from about his 49, so a great return by labor, and this is
I can see already after watching that there's going to be some work to do on punt team.
That was a good boot, though. From the end zone, it was tremendous.
The boot was beautiful. The coverage.
Yeah.
Our two gunners got down there.
Sure.
But he just ran right up the middle, right between them.
So he went out about the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Regis from there in the red zone. I think one of the numbers you had given me earlier, I just wanted to make sure. I thought I looked at the name Betcher on here. Do we have Betcher's correct number?
Yeah. Not so Isaac Betcher.
Isaac Betcher. He's number four. Okay.
That's Noah Smiskey.
Noah Smiskey. All right. 11. Yep. Number 11, I think.
Yes, yeah, 11.
Right. All right. And there's the handoff. And Rideout takes it up the middle for the Ramblers for a short gain. Gets it actually maybe more than a short game, maybe about six or so. They're going to say the 13. I'm trying to see here. Looks like maybe the 12.
Yeah, looks more like the 12.
The 12. So from the 18, right? So it's a gain of six on the play for Rideout, his best carry of the night. And second down and six. Second and four from the Ramblers from the 12. They need to get down to the 8. And this is going to be to Cisco again. He's been really tough for the Macs so far. And they're pretty good job on him that time.
Yeah, especially on the left side over there. That we were kind of giving up some yards on that side of the ball. And it's nice to see him
Noah Smiskey
make a stop.
And so Cisco, a gain of one to the... And so that's third down and three now for the Ramblers. I'm going to try the binoculars on this one here. So again, the sophomore quarterback Jacob Brommer in that inverted double wing for Coach Brenner that's brought him so much success here. Two state titles in 2016 and 2022. And there's going to be the handoff up the middle, and it's going to pound away for a short gain. But short of the first down. Yeah, good job by the McDonald defense.
Number 66. Number 66, Jack Smiskey. Sophomore coming in there and
great job.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a ball carrier. Again, they got so many different ball carriers. And so
You know why he did such a good hit there though? Is that's my old number, my old high school
well, that's
number
why.
66. Yeah.
That's the color.
My nephew's wearing it, so
I think it's fourth down here. They've had three carries already. They listed third on the board, but yeah, it is fourth down. And now multiple receivers to the right side, not a pass-oriented team. Brommer in the pocket, fires one, deflected.
Right.
Good job by the Max defense that time. And Christofferson breaking that one up, and the Max hold. So, again,
wow.
There's a variety of things to be excited about.
Yes, and like I say, you know, like a couple plays, those two bad snap, or, you know, I mean, one was a bad snap, one didn't get handled by the quarterback, and then two interceptions. I mean, you take that stuff away, plus we got a fumble. You know, I mean, we're playing a good game against a really good team.
You're talking about returning from 8-player to 11-player. And, again, you look at the depth of Regis. And, again, we're early in the second quarter, still a lot of time. But now the Macs, other than the 77-yard touchdown pass, there really hasn't been any offense.
No, there has not been. No, but there, you know, the defense, it's a little easier to pick the defense up.
Yep.
And we got some guys that defense fits them very well.
All right, now it's first and 10 McDonald from their own 11-yard line, 89 yards from a score, and Bogus is going to go on the right side, and he finds Crawford, and out to close to the 20-yard line, close to a first down. The Macs, when they get a first down, that'll be their first down of the night.
Looks like they're going to give it to him.
And there's the completion. After those two interceptions back-to-back for Bogus.
That looks really good by Bogus. Good drop.
Yeah.
Set his feet. And that was not so good.
And this one off to Crawford, incomplete.
Yeah, kind of. The snap was low, hit the ground, and then he felt rushed, and the pass was in the dirt. So.
And so at quarterback this year, behind Bogus, who do the Macs have?
You know, I am not even
sure. You're not sure. Yeah,
nope.
As I look at it, other than Bogus, there's Parker Lindenberg.
Yep. He's okay, there we go.
And the Macs out on the right side, and Christofferson for the gain. Gets it from the 21. to the 23 or so. I think Joe Roach in the press box needs some of the help from your son, too, maybe. On So a gain of two for Christofferson, creating a third and eight. Bogus is going to get sacked from behind. He loses the football. Regis after it. Inside of the 10-yard line. And it's Rambler football.
I didn't see if it was a blitz or if he just came clean, but he was in there in a hurry.
Either way, he was in there in a hurry.
He was untouched. Let's
high tackle and able to get the ball away after Christofferson had gained a couple on the ground. And then, unfortunately, the Max with the turnover there with 8:49 to go here, second quarter. And just at the 10-yard line here for the Ramblers. Linings of Eau Claire is your local dealer for Boss Plows, Spartan Mowers, and UTVs. Visit their website today at liningsofeauclaire.biz, liningsofeauclaire.biz. All right, 10-yard line, early second quarter. And they pitch out, and this is going to be number 12, cutting through the McDonald defense and working his way in for a score is Mason Sisko. So earlier we had Carter Sisko. One can presume brothers. Carter's a senior. Mason's a junior. His first carry of the night, the 5'9", 167-pounder, 10 yards out, makes it a 20-6 game.
Yeah, we kind of sold out on the dive there.
Yeah.
But if it would have been a dive, we would have had it covered up really nice. But unfortunately, they did not give it to the fullback.
No. But Sisko for 10 and the touchdown. And trying to make it 21-6. There's the boot, and it is good from Labor. 21-6, Ramblers. We're back in a minute. This is McDonald Football.
Time to get away. Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at metropolisresort.com, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com. Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
So the Ramblers get a touchdown from yet another player, and it's Mason Sisko in the scoring column. And they're really spreading out the wealth here, leading it 21-6. And Sisko gets his score with 8:42 to go, second quarter for Eau Claire Regis. Mason Sisko, 10-yard touchdown run. And makes it 21-6. And so we know that number 11 for the Max is Isaac Betcher, so we have that correct identification. And here's Labor with the boot. And there it is. And going on the far side, Crawford is there, and he's going to look at it go out of bounds. And so the Max will see the flag thrown on the Ramblers for kicking it out of bounds. Well, build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals. Custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co.
Yeah, we have to.
I know the Spider-Man movie is out. We got a spider climbing right here in the window here. So.
Yeah. We're having too many negative plays, you know. And I'm not talking about turnovers here. I'm just talking about, you know, snapping the ball, you know, just like a hitch route where it's just pretty much the quarterback turning sideways and throwing it to the receiver. That, like, plays like that should be automatic. That should be as automatic as handing the ball off, you know. So we got to clean things up a little bit, you know, on the little things.
I think the Max, I don't think, have been penalized. And there's going to be Griffin, it's going to be McDonald's. Luke Anderson that time was taking it in the Wildcat.
Yep. Yeah,
and just, Luke running it from the 35 out to about the 40, so maybe the 41-yard line. So a gain of 6 for Luke Anderson.
Just a little wrinkle to kind of make it a little more third manageable when third down comes around here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And now Bogus is back in there, and he's going to get crushed to the ground about the 40-yard line by number 17, Big Braxton Tarbox. We talked about what he could do at fullback. Well, he can do it on the defensive line, too, 6 foot, 208-pounder. Yeah, loss of 2 on the play. So Bogus has been tackled 3 times behind the line of scrimmage for minus 18. Third down and 6 for the Max. Bogus is going to find Anderson midfield, and Luke is off to the races. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Luke Anderson.
Wow.
And McDonald.
Nice. That was the perfect play call, and as soon as he caught that ball, I didn't want to say it. You know, I can't steal your thunder, but boy, that you knew it was going touchdown right away. That
62
was
yards to the house. Luke Anderson matches that with his 77-yard score earlier, and the Max back ended down 21-12 with 7:42 to go until halftime.
Perfect play call right there. Good job by the coach.
All right, going for 2 here. Bogus is going to Luke Anderson trying to run it in for the 2-point conversion, and
Doesn't look like they're going to give it to him.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll take a break. Max get another score and an exciting long touchdown pass. Middle of the second quarter, down by 9. This is McDonald football.
Blue 24 set. Hike.
Team Fiber zips forward with full speed signal strength no matter what the distance. No match for 24/7 in West Wisconsin telecom. Oh, 5G misses the tackle with slow response time in peak hours and weak signals. Team Fiber races onto the 30, 20, 15. Satellite defense tries to keep up but can't with low speeds and weather interference. 24/7 fans cheer on with friendly local customer service as Fiber races on. Touchdown! Fiber internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
With 7:42 to go until halftime, Nathan Bogus finds Luke Anderson over the middle, and he's dangerous. I don't care if it's 8-player, 11-player,
yep,
however many players. You get him the ball, and he could take it to the house, and he did, as Isaac Crawford's going to kick that one off now. And they're going to try a reverse and going to get it on the far side to Noah Labor. And Labor's still going at the 40 and knocked out of bounds on the far side by Colton Meyer. So 7:42 left until halftime, and the Max got that 62-yard TD pass to Anderson.
Kickoffs are scary. You know, it's there's just so much room out on that field, and
yeah,
you know, it helps if you have some fearless individuals and a lot of speed.
Well, they've wrestled with him on the NFL level, right, in terms of the injuries that,
yes,
can be had in,
yep,
that level. And so, all right, so Regis now 21-12 lead. Again, I think the last time they played in 2010, it was 42-7 at the half, and the Max came storming back and made it 49-41 before it was all said and done. So you never know when these two get together. 21-12, Ramblers by 9. And the handoff out of that double wing goes to one of their many backs, and this one is going to be number 34, Tucker Derwin. So we had Derwin's second carry of the night. He had a carry of 2 earlier, that one from the 40 to the 48, and so 2 carries for 10 yards for Tucker Derwin.
You know, We initially were doing well on that, like that play, but he just was able to stay upright, and it's like we got to reach around,
yeah,
a guy to tackle him.
Second down and 2 from the 48, and Brommer in the backfield, and it gets this one to Cisco. Cisco coming to the near side all the way And a good tackle there by the Max and number four, Noah Smisky, finally bringing him down. But he gets the first down, the seventh and night for the Ramblers.
Christofferson taking a bit of a hit there. You could,
yeah,
I saw that. He'll feel that one tomorrow.
And 66 yards in the ground for Cisco coming in. Again, there had been a Leader Telegram article about Mondovi and Regis a few weeks back, but they hadn't mentioned Cisco. But he's actually their leading ground gainer with 66 yards rushing. So Brommer under center with the double wing and lone running back behind him, running back in motion. And there's the handoff up the middle and pounding his way to about the 36 or 37-yard line is Johnny Joles, who scored earlier. Joles, the 5'9", 167-pound junior, had the 5-yard touchdown earlier.
And that's tough. Like, as a D lineman there, they kind of let you go on purpose, right? So you think you're going upfield, and look at these.
Right.
You know, and then the running back runs right past you. You know, they
gain
do that
two.
On purpose.
Second down. Brommer under center. Double wing. Picked out to the left side, and they're going to swarm him.
Wow.
Good job by the Max defense. Outstanding. And some of the guys we've been continuing to call for you tonight, Jonathan Brady and Colton Meyer. Colton had a good breakfast, I'll tell you. He's been after it.
We've done well if it's just like straight up, you know, smash mouth football. We do well with that. It's the counter plays, the little misdirection. That's where we're struggling. And that's what this offense is about.
Yep. So a good swarm that time by the Max against so many different running back choices for the Ramblers. And a third and three. And now as they head around the left side, and it's going to be Labor, and he's going to break into the secondary and go to the house and score for the Ramblers and make it a 27-12 game. And again, it reminds me some of the Chahai running attack, right? The way with the double wing, and you're mm-hmm. not sure who has the ball sometimes as a broadcaster or as a defensive player.
I think that's a third time they've scored on that play tonight. It's almost like a sweep, but they don't stretch it out all the way. He's cutting it up about three, four yards outside the tight end.
And I would
nobody's
say
home.
Noah Labor does stand out as probably their most elite back. I mean, he's the 6 foot, 157 pounder. He plays D. He is the kicker, kick returner. And so makes it a 27-12 game with 4:48. But again, McDonald does have two scores. Haven't been able to put, you know, a consistent drive together. But, you know, two big plays.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a little bit how this offense
is. Timeout, Regis. All right, we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. This is Max Football.
Championship-level athletes hold themselves to the highest standards. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they're committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in West Wisconsin. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine stands ready to serve you with locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Ramblers going for two. There's Brommer, and he's got his receiver for the two-point conversion at Ben Baltz, and that's the first caught pass, I believe, of the night for the Ramblers.
I'm assuming that
and
was
so the... now we'll take another break. 29-12, Ramblers. This is McDonald Football.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire, or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
4:48 left, first half, 29-12. Regis leads McDonald. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky. Thanks also to Caleb Swenson, Carter Jager, and Conley Engelmeyer behind the scenes on our video crew tonight. And also Trayton Hoyme, our radio producer. Thanks so much, Trayton. And Isaac Crawford, the 15, the 20, the 25, and they'll be out of bounds over there. Again, I remember Isaac as a younger guy, a sophomore, and late in those games, I mean, he had great speed, and so I know not largely a defensive back, kicker and things, but receiver too, though. And I think we'll see some good things from him this year.
Yeah, for sure. This year we're going to see a lot of Isaac, and, and I think we're going to see a lot of big plays this year. I just think that this is kind of way this offense is going to roll.
We've seen a couple of them tonight.
Yep.
All right, from the 25-yard line, 4:41 left here, first half. Our coverage tonight is brought to you by, in part by, Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank at Eau Claire or Lake Halley, and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go backs from Nicolet Bank. For the 25-yard line, low snap again, and struggles for Nathan Bogus, and Bogus trying to carry some Regis defenders, some white shirts, and he'll have another loss. On the play. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. So, line of scrimmage had been the 25. Clock at 4:13 and counting. They're going to put it at about the 23, a loss of 2. Bogus have been able to chase after him, and we're going to get another break in the action. And we'll take a break as well here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Football.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunch boxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Leadership, community, dedication, teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls making you part of the team. And Victoria will join us for some of our volleyball coverage coming up this fall. All right, Bogus, low snap again, and he'll fire one out of there, and he's got his receiver on the far side. Good juke, and now shaking free down the right sideline and still going, and out of bounds is the McDonald receiver, and again, the Max getting it off to the talented Luke Anderson for a big gain.
Yeah, Luke is a special talent. He's very big guy for how fast he can run, you know, and he can jump a mile high too. So
33 yards on that one, and that's the first one he's caught that wasn't a... And the flag is thrown. That's the first down for the Max tonight.
Yeah, and the first penalty, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Because the two times Luke had caught it, he'd scored touchdowns earlier of 77 and 62 for a total of 139. So he's got 172 yards receiving on the night. Can you believe that? Yeah. Three catches. All right, so a five-yard penalty on the Max. First and 15 to the 45, clock at 4:03. They're coming ready. Look out for labor, and there's Bogus, and he's got his receiver again, and Anderson, they're just finding him and working it to about the 36-yard line, a gain of 9 on the play.
Yeah, that time that was a blitz, but they actually did a good job picking it up that time, the running back did.
All right, so from the 36-yard line, second and 6, low snap. Again, a lot of problems with low snaps, and he's going to toss one, and he's got his receiver on the far side, and that's going to be the running back, Hayden Christofferson, and I think they might have lost yardage on the play, though. Lost one.
Yep, and I think we're with what it could have been. One, I'll take a loss.
It could have been worse.
Could have been worse. So, oh, yeah. We got a flag on the field.
All right. So, again, maybe. But something between the – and I know it's not a right under center snap. It's, a pistol, yep. Whatever you want to call it. But
yeah,
I mean,
they're running the shotgun. And you know, and that's
– Yeah.
That's the Masa. I was seeing a flag. Thought maybe it was –
They marked it off against the McDonald, Max.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
here
so
we go.
So you guys saw roughing the passer, okay.
But, yeah, you know, so when you're in shotgun, you gain that extra time, right, because you got that separation. But on the flip side of that, the snaps have to be good. And we're losing that time by having to pick the ball up.
15-yard penalties. That's 50 yards in penalties on the Ramblers, and that's another McDonald first down. And that's roughing the passer, and it gets them all the way down to the 21. Low snap, but he's off the ground. Deflected, ooh. Incomplete. Incomplete, not a fumble.
Now, that would I'm pretty sure that would have been a completion there had it not gotten deflected.
Trying to think, we had a minus one on a receiver. Who caught that for?
Christofferson had.
Christofferson, you're right. You're right. That's who I was. Yeah. Thank you. Good memory. All right. And Bogus is going to heave one incomplete and dangerous, almost intercepted, and another flag is thrown, and that was intended for number four, Noah Smisky.
Maybe offensive.
Clock at 3:18 left in the half. And it looks like it.
Yeah.
Offensive pass interference against McDonald.
Yeah. I think he was... Noah kind of got caught playing defense on offense there,
yeah.
Just trying to prevent a pick.
So they had been up to the 21-yard line, and they marked that off. That's a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know, I get used to, a lot of times, wow, that's just, we're drying off the cobwebs of our football brains here tonight, but wow, that seems severe. All right, and he'll... find a diving receiver off here on the near side, but he's going to be ruled down. Isaac Betcher with the catch. Good catch, but not lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, throw like that, you got to hit him in stride. It was low, and he had to dive.
Betcher, just a sophomore. As we've got a timeout, we'll take a break. Back in half a minute. This is Max Football.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Justin Check helped coach Jack Strand, now playing with the Atlanta Falcons in training camp. Hey, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Third and 27 from the 37. And Bogus heaves one down the left sideline, and it's going to be picked off. Falling to the ground, number one, Taden Rideout. With the third interception of the night. I think, the fourth McDonald turnover, I think.
Yes. Three picks, one fumble. I was kind of expecting to see that play on fourth down.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of like as good as a punt type deal.
Well, here's the thing. We know, Luke is very dangerous. So it kind of, almost like you have a running attack. It's like, okay, getting the ball to Luke and obviously the focus on him. And then if you can, one would think, how can we? But it's game one and we're learning and growing.
Yep.
In the process.
And the thought there is, I guess, if we would have run that play on fourth down, they probably would have batted it down and taken the ball right where we were. So maybe that was our thought process. We'll throw it up deep.
They're backed
The worst we're going to do is put them right here.
Backed up to the four-yard line now. Brommer in the end zone. He'll fire one off on the left side, and he's got his talented runner, Noah Labor, and Labor gets out of bounds, stopping the clock with 3 minutes left in this first half.
It would be nice just to keep them off the scoreboard here.
Yeah.
Right before half, going to halftime with this. We do, because we have to give the ball back to them right away after half.
Well,
so.
I think some people on the outside looking in said, maybe, Regis get a running clock in McDonald. At this point, it's not there and it's not imminent.
No.
And the clock, they're waiting to move it. I guess he ran out of bounds. So 17-point lead right now at 29-12 for Regis. And Brommer, the sophomore, is going to rifle it deep down the field and be intercepted by the Max. And McDonald able to take that one right away.
Nice. That was is that Christofferson there?
That is. Yep. Hayden Christofferson with the big interception. So, hey, Regis has turned it over as well a few times.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing, I was hoping he was going to catch it because if he would have hit the Regis receiver in stride, he was gone.
Yeah.
That was touched.
So the young sophomore learning as well, and so the Macs have opportunities with 2:54 left in the half. See what they can do against this Rambler defense. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, Bogus from the shotgun. One running back behind him. Receivers two to the left, two to the right, and more laundry.
Yeah, false start on the offense.
Yeah, all right. Well, Max went a long time in this first half without any penalties.
They did. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, it was nice. 50 yards against the Ramblers and 25 against the Max so far. To the 38-yard line now. 2:54 left in the half. Clock is moving slow, and they kind of rolled that one to Bogus, and he's going to heave it. And he finds his receiver off here on the left side, gets it to Isaac Betcher.
There was some really good timing on that route, and it was a really good route. And the ball was thrown. The timing was really good on that.
It was good.
Yep.
And 8 yards for Betcher, and he's got 2 catches for 7 on the night.
Yeah, Betcher turned around, and it was there.
And a low snap at Bogus, having trouble snagging it, and finally going to – it's actually not Bogus. It's going to be our friend Luke Anderson there. So they wanted to run that Wildcat again, and nothing doing for Luke that time.
Yeah, we are – it's I think there's going to be a lot of snaps after practice this week. Just gotta, you know, it's just one of those things that – That starts the play, you know. So we'll get it right, no doubt about it.
Practice makes perfect. Bogus off of his back foot, and he's going to heave one off on the right side, completes it at the 25-yard line to Noah Smisky for a gain of 8.
Another great throw by Bogus there, rolling out, hit him. That's what we need to do right there. It's a big fourth down right here.
It is. Well, fourth and two is what they've got. And Bogus from the pistol, he'll take it. And it's Luke Anderson running it on the right side, and he's going to be short, it appears. Yeah. He got to about the 25, needed more, and did not get the first down, and the Ramblers will take over.
Seems to be the only way we've really gotten any substantial. Yeah, I don't know. It's a Wildcat, right? When Luke's in there, he's probably not throwing the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there maybe will be a play where he does. But so they can just tee off on him. And that's what they did there.
1:51 left in the half, 29-12 Ramblers. As they return with Jacob Brommer, the sophomore starting quarterback. DJ Cooper, a backup, up and comer at quarterback, they say. And there's the handoff up the middle, one of their many fullbacks for a short gain, just playing it conservative here late in the half with a 17-point lead. And that one's going to be number 36, Johnny Joles, had the 5-yard touchdown run earlier, gain of 3 on that play. Second down and 7 from their own 28. Inside of a minute and a half left here in the first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with you. And Brommer has time, and he's got his target out there. Big number 8. He finds Griffin Boda, the big junior tight end. 6'6", 208 pounds.
We're just kind of losing track of these tight ends. That's what happened on the 2-point conversion down there, and we just did it again. And I think, you know, they're so run heavy, probably blocked first, and then slips out. Yep, just losing track of them.
That is really, I have the first completion in play tonight. They had a completion on a 2-point pass earlier. And this one right along the sidelines, incomplete. Out of bounds, number 34, Tucker DeRuin, with inside of a minute left first half. Derwin, I'll try to remember that. All right. It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com. 58 seconds left in the half from the 47. Rahmer, incomplete. Threw it behind his intended receiver. Again, a very attractive target that he had in Griffin Boda. 6'6", so stands out for sure. 54 seconds here until halftime. Replay some of the highlights we had for you from half number one. Those Luke Anderson touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Most notably.
Yep.
47-yard line. Again, McDonald has prevented. There will not be an immediate running clock in the second half, and who knows if we'll ever get to one here tonight. So 17-point difference. And now back to pass. Brommer, he's had good protection all night. He's going to get it out there into the middle of the field to one of his favorites. Tayden Rideout takes it to about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, a lot of time back there for them, and our D-line is really sucking some wind right now. So,
all right, we'll take a break. Back in a minute. This is Max Football.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Some folks use AI for everything. Math, medical advice, social media posters that all oddly look alike. But when your house starts feeling like the inside of an oven, AI can't fix your AC. So call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning and get your home comfortable again. Wirzgala, keeping the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas cool since 1969.
Cutting through the McDonald defense, the handoff to Noah Labor, and Labor taking it from the 32 into the red zone. This final 40 seconds of the first half.
Are you just going to hurry up here?
Rahmer under center and gets it off to number 24 in the backfield, Ben Strope, who scored a two-pointer earlier. So after Labor actually had gone over 100 yards there a moment ago.
Spiked it. Yeah, Jonathan.
He'll just spike it, stopping the clock with 13 seconds. So initially, from the 32, Labor getting it down closer to the 20. Gain of 12, put him up about 105 yards. And then Strope also with a short gain of 3. Two carries for 23 yards. Or now they're saying the 18, so a gain of 2, 22 yards. And then incomplete. All right. So it's third and 10 from the 18. After yet another first down on the run by Labor, as Brommer, the quarterback, back to pass, looking left corner of the end zone, and caught, touchdown by number one, Tayden Rideout, and the Ramblers grab a 35-12 lead with 6 seconds left in the half.
You know, in the coverage, the coverage wasn't bad. He was there just... It got through them somehow.
Well, I'll tell you what, they may not have thrown Brommer much early, but all of a sudden, hitting on 14 and 22 and 18 for the touchdown to Rideout with 6 seconds left in the half, 35-12 Ramblers.
Down player still down over there.
And some of the other MAC players, in the corner of the end zone. Don't have a number on it yet here. The team are all huddled on their knee, but it's in the left corner of the end zone that the McDonald player is down. Take this time to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. and they've helped the player to his feet. And it appears like it's Isaac Boettcher, number 11.
Yeah. Maybe a little shaken up.
Yeah.
Yep. But he looks like he'll be okay.
Rambles will come out here for the extra point momentarily. 6 seconds left in the half. 35-12, so a 23-point advantage. They primarily have tried to kick the extra point, so try to give themselves a 24-point edge. Just waning moments of half number one. Just about time to get the kickoff and maybe one play, if that, for the Max. All right, they'll go for two here. Brommer under center, sophomore QB. Pitch out coming to the near side, and they're going to dash it in and get the score. And Cisco, who's been so effective tonight, Carter Cisco, two more for the senior. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Max Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
18-yard touchdown pass to Rideout. And then they get the two-point, was it runner pass there?
That last one?
Yeah, the two-pointer.
That was run, I believe.
Yeah, two-point, all right. Two-point run, and so now it is a 37-12 game, so a 25-point lead. 10 away from a running clock for the Ramblers, but they won't get it in the first half. Yeah, you can't have a running clock in the first half typically. Is Crawford still trying to make some room, and that'll run out the half. 37-12 Ramblers after the Max get off to a 6-0 lead. We'll take a break, 3.5 minutes, and come back with our halftime conversation. From Carson Park in Eau Claire, this is McDonald Football.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
An auto loan payment doesn't have to stretch your budget. Whether you're buying your next vehicle or looking to refinance your current loan, Royal Credit Union offers a variety of loan options, fast decisions, and the freedom to choose a due date that works for you. Royal can help you get an affordable payment for the road ahead, so you can keep more room in your budget for what matters most. Apply for an auto loan today at rcu.org/ahead. Subject to credit approval.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Halftime, our score, Regis 37, McDonald 12. The return to 11-player football started exciting with the Luke Anderson 77-yard touchdown. There was another long one to Luke, but offense has been tough. But the guys have fought hard, Seth Smiskey.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that they're giving it their all, okay? There's four turnovers.
Yeah. So
that's killer.
Yeah.
And then just a lot of issues with the snap.
Too
many issues.
Right.
We just can't get a good flow going, you know, and our running game, where we've resorted to using Luke and the Wildcat a little bit, trying to get something, you know. But you know, we're overall a really, I mean, it's a pretty young team.
Yeah.
So I think where we're at, I've saw some really good things. Granted, I'd not like to be losing like this, but I mean, we've saw enough good things where I feel pretty good.
Yeah. So again, it's been there were some highlights. We'll get you some of those here in just a moment in our halftime show. But in the meantime, hey, Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. All right, well, let's go to it in terms of the highlights of half number one. We could look at the stats a bit later, but again, they're recognizing, I believe it's the 2016. They've won two state titles here under Coach Brenner, 2016 and I believe 2022. And so great tradition here at Regis. And so McDonald, of course, coming off the eight-player championship, but this was one of the highlights from earlier tonight. And there's the completion for McDonald, and then shaking free of the tackle, and he's going to go the 50, the 45, the 40, off to the races, heading Luke Anderson, racing all the way down for a touchdown for McDonald. Wow. Unbelievable. He busted at 77 yards for pay dirt.
Wow, what a way to start for McDonald. That is fantastic.
And so McDonald was out to a 6-0 lead early. As they got on an issue, all right. Board, score. Hold on, I'm just trying to set the scene here a little bit, and that happened with 10:58 to go. I mean, that was a minute into the game, Seth.
Yeah, yeah.
And McDonald,
you can't start off any better than that, right? So
the run failed. They were not able to get the 2-point conversion, and then Regis put a drive of their own together. 10 plays, 90 yards, and they got themselves a 42-yard run by the very talented Noah Labor. And then Ben Strope at the two-point run, they grabbed the 8-6 lead, and they have not looked back since then. But along the way, Regis then getting a score with 1:52 left in the first quarter. After an interception, a 5-yard TD run by Johnny Joles, the kick failed, and they had a 14-6 lead. But then McDonald able to recover a Regis fumble late in that first quarter, And then Regis able to get another score with 8:42 left in the half when Mason Sisko had a 10-yard run. Extra point made it 21-6. And then there were more McDonald fireworks. Tackled three times behind the line of scrimmage for minus 18. Third down and six for the Max. Bogus is going to find Anderson. Midfield, and Luke is off to the races. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Luke Anderson. Wow. And McDonald.
Nice. That was the perfect play call, and as soon as he caught that ball, I didn't want to say it. You know, I can't steal your thunder, but boy, that you knew it was going touchdown right away. That
62 yards to the house. Luke Anderson matches that with his 77-yard score earlier, and the Max back ended down 21-12 with 7:42 to go until halftime. And, of course, they did not get the extra point, 21-12, and Regis got the final 16 of the half as Noah Labor, a 32-yard run with 4:48 left in the half, and then a two-point pass to Ben Baltz, boosting their lead to 29-12, I guess. And then also then you had, with 6 seconds left in the half, an 18-yard touchdown pass to ride out two-point score as well, makes it 37-12 Ramblers at halftime. We'll take another 3.5-minute break. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
Elsewhere, the Brewers 2-1 winners over the Braves today.
Oh, nice.
Have another afternoon game tomorrow, and then it's off to the Little League World Series site in Pennsylvania, where they'll have a game on Sunday.
It's going to come down against those series against the Cubs. That's what it's coming
down to. Yeah, yeah. Amazing success for Pat Murphy and his crew. Three minutes left on the clock here. It could be longer than that in our halftime. As 37-12, the Regis Ramblers, again, McDonald after that Luke Anderson touchdown, able to tighten it up a little bit at 21-12. But, again, overall, Seth, again, it's the debut of Luke Oliver and really for McDonald moving from 8-player to 12-player and not against slouches. I mean, the Regis Ramblers are preseason pick number 2 in Division 6 and have this rich tradition. And have been – you know,
these kids have been doing this offense.
Right.
I mean, since since they were little guys. You know, I mean, they know this well, and we're working on this new offense, and it's a no huddle offense. It's high tempo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take a little time, but I like what I see. We have some talent. We have some speed. We have some height at receiver. So with Luke and Noah and Isaac. So I mean, Isaacs, I should say. So I think we got some good things going.
Here's the first half stats as we have them. This is unofficially, but again, for your McDonald Max, Hayden Christopherson, 4 carries for 4 yards. Bogus has been sacked 4 times for a loss of 20. Again, been a lot of issues in terms of where the snap is at on the pistol and the shotgun. 3 carries for 3 yards for Luke Anderson unofficially. He had the 1 for 6, but then a loss of 3 and no gain. So not a ground game like you've been used to in past years necessarily, but a lot through the air. I mean, Luke Anderson had himself 4 catches for 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a season for some people.
Yeah.
He had Isaac Crawford, 2 catches for 7, 2 for 7 for Isaac Betcher. The last one was real nice for the sophomore. Hayden Christopherson had a catch for a loss of 1, and Noah Smisky caught a ball for 8 yards. As well. So it'll take a little bit more doing for me to get you all of Nathan Bogus. I had him unofficially for 14 passes. He did have 3 interceptions out of that and a couple of touchdowns in the first half. But you add up the 181, 188, 195, 94, 202 yards passing in the first half for Nathan Bogus. Meanwhile, Regis, just so many guys on the ground. It starts with Noah Labor, the 6'1", 157-pound senior. He had 2 touchdown runs, 1 of 32 yards. Well, they both were 32-yard touchdown runs. He had 105 yards on the ground, 7 carries. It doesn't look like he sweats. I mean, it just looks really, you know, for the elite ones, they make it look easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And also, I had heard pregame about Mason McCoy. He had just 1 carry for a loss of 5, a 5'10", 175-pound senior. 3 carries for 6 yards for Tayden Rideout, but he also caught 2 balls for 40 yards in that last 18-yard touchdown. Brommer, the sophomore quarterback. Imagine that your brother did injuries and other things and maybe some focus on another sport. And so your brother doesn't continue at quarterback, but you step into his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be kind of cool. And I'm sure he's learned a lot from his brother. And it sounds like Coach Brenner, he's really been – you know, learning during August camp, you know. So handle that. And it's interesting, right? Handing it off. But then he kind of opened up the passing game a little bit late in the half.
Yeah, he did. And he got some good completions there down the stretch.
We were impressed with number 2, Carter Sisco, a 5'10", 151-pound senior, as he racked up 66 yards on the ground against the Max on 7 carries tonight. And DeRuin had 3 carries for 12, 1 for 12 for Tarbox. I think he might have scored on a 2-point conversion. 2 carries for 22 for Strope. And Johnny Joel's 3 carries for 10, including the 5-yard touchdown. Mason Sisco, also a 10-yard touchdown run. That is a lot of running backs. I mean, in all my years of doing football, certainly never in a first half did I have one team unleash that many running backs that I can remember.
Oh, yeah, same here. Yeah. Yep. You don't see that often.
No.
And I don't know if it's just because, like, hey, this is the start of the season kind of non-conference, preseason type deal, feel to it, you know?
Yeah.
Are we just feeling people out, or is that what they do all season long? I have no idea.
I'm going to bank on that's a good point. That's a good point. They certainly keep guys fresh. We'll take our last 90-second break and come back with the second half in a moment. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Fall's here and winter's coming. It's time to get your snow and ice equipment ready. And your local Boss dealer, Linings of Eau Claire, has genuine parts, accessories, and the service expertise to make sure you're ready to perform all season long. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our complete line of the best truck accessories available in the market. Go see Pete at Linings of Eau Claire off Highway 37 in Eau Claire, or visit liningsofeauclaire.biz.
All right, we're getting ready for the second half of football here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, great to have you aboard on a Friday night, a football Friday night under the Friday night lights. 37-12 Ramblers leading your McDonald Max. Mark Halverson with Seth Smisky, and also thanks so much to our radio producer back at our WOGO studios, Trayton Hoym, plus Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger, Conley Engelmeyer, with the video production tonight on the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. Don't forget McDonald Volleyball and Chihai Volleyball. Chihai Volleyball hitting the road at the Wausau West Invitational 140 on Tuesday on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And then next Thursday, right back here at Carson Park for Chihai and Memorial. Should be a good one. 6:35 for all the action on WOGO Sports.
So now it's fatigue time. It's gutted out time. It looked at on that last drive of Regis. You could kind of see some cracks forming.
Yeah,
you know. So hey, were we able to catch our breath a little bit at halftime, and we'll see how we come out here.
We will. And Isaac Crawford with the kick, and it's going to be a squibber. The 20, and it's going to roll the 10, and they better recover at the 5-yard line. And finally, it's picked up there by the Ramblers, and he's going to bust through the McDonald defense. Boy, they had him pinned at the 5, and off to the races goes Noah Labor down the left sideline, the 30, the 20, and down at about the 16-yard line. They had him at the 5.
They did.
I didn't even – it was almost like the Macs were going to recover an onside kick.
Colton Meyer, he had a great shot at him down at the 5 and just come in a little too hot, didn't break down. But props to Isaac Crawford for not giving up on that. Probably not what you want Isaac to have to do is chase down somebody on a kickoff coming out of, halftime like that. But, he didn't give up. He's got his hands on his hips right now.
25-point game. It's a running clock at 35. Regis with that 25-point advantage as they come with the young sophomore, Jacob Brommer, growing up even before our very eyes here at quarterback, under center with the double wing. Pitch out on the left side, the running back, and that's going to be number one, Tayden Rideout, and they're going to get after him.
Stuffed him there.
Yeah, back him up from that original 16.
You know, it almost looks like they flinch a little bit.
To the 17.
The fullback flinched a little bit, I think, there, and he got away with it.
So back to the 1-yard loss. So second down and, they're saying 18. It looks to me the 17. I've had some differences with the scoreboard, but it looks like the 17. So, all right. Carter Jager's shaking his head, and he's got younger eyes than me, so we'll go with that. All right. Second and 11 from the 17. And again, the double wing, and they're going to work it around the left side. And on the move and cruising inside of the 5-yard line is another one of those many running backs, Ben Strope. The 5'9", 157-pound senior, and his third carry of the night, and he was able to take it all the way down to about the 5-yard line.
And that's the play right there. That's the one. that's been getting us all night.
Yep.
I was hoping maybe we'd diagnose it a little bit, but hey, sometimes you can only do what you can do, right? So,
12 yards it looked like for Strope, and yet another first down for, and that is the 10th first down of the night for the Ramblers. They had 9 in the first half, trying to build on a 25-point lead. They come around the left side and pound it in the end zone for the touchdown. And I didn't understand the public address announcer. It looks like number
Reese? Reese Stombaugh?
Yeah, okay.
Number 3,
so
I think.
That's a running, somebody who's a freshman. Reese Stombaugh, a 5'10", 150-pounder. On top of what we said at halftime, that's yet another running back.
Another
first carry and a touchdown from 5 yards out. My goodness. 43-12, a 31-point advantage. The ball is down. There's the boot on the way, and it is good. A 32-point edge for the Ramblers. We're back in a minute. This is Max Football.
Back-to-school season means early mornings, busy schedules, and nonstop hustle. Keep your family energized and hydrated with clean, delicious water from Gibson's Water Care. Pack those school lunchboxes with the best. Right now, get your free home water analysis. Gibson's is locally owned with American-made products and zero long-term contracts. Plus, their expert plumbers are on call for all your basic plumbing needs. Start the school year right. Visit GibsonsWaterCare.com today.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
To 12, Ramblers at the start of the second half, and the boot by Noah Labor. It's going to be fielded by Isaac Crawford. Crawford across the field to the far side, the 20, and still going about the 23, 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Nathan Bogus and the Max. Independent living, assisted living, rehab, live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that's always personalized just for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com.
All right. It'd be nice to put together a nice, solid drive here and score at least one more time this half.
Max
sure.
are out there already, and the Rambler defense a little late to get out there. And 3 receivers to this side, 1 split off to the other side with Bogus, your quarterback, the senior, from the pistol. He'll toss one over the near side, and the receiver is knocked down right away, and hopefully he is okay, and he is slow to get up for the Max. And that is Isaac Betcher, the sophomore.
He was met immediately upon catching that ball.
Yeah, catch and hit. And, yeah. So Isaac getting some attention right now. And in the meantime, on that, as we wish him the best, let me remind you, River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards Chihai or McDonald Athletics. In fact, Bruce Mills, he's the longtime PA announcer at McDonald Games, so look forward to seeing him when we have a Max home game coming on our schedule. You can always check the schedule there. Football, volleyball, basketball, hockey, softball, baseball, wogo.com. Follow WOGO Sports all over the place, Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok, and be sure to subscribe to the WOGO Sports channel on YouTube.
Bruce is always good for snacks.
Yeah, he brings
crackers, cheese.
He's good with
meat sticks. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some licorice. All right, so the talented sophomore Betcher is down for McDonald. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. This is Max Football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special.
This is Jamie Liebrandt, president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Sunny below, foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Well, praise the Lord, Isaac Boettcher to his feet, and that's a good sight to see.
Yeah, and he's walking off, so doesn't.
But it was a hard, shot.
Yeah, he met him right when he caught the ball, so I think he's going to be okay.
10:09 left here, third quarter, 44-12 Ramblers. Max 3 points away from a running clock being stuck on him here as they enter back into the 11-player competition after winning the 8-player a year ago. And a lot of great memories in that, and how sweet for the Max to win it over Gilman, and 22-0. And Bogus now, second and 10 from the 24. No, through his legs, and no, the Ramblers going to try to pick it up, and they do. And there it is, number 7 again, Noah Labor. He is absolutely everywhere, says Smisky.
They had a blitz called on that play.
Yeah.
So he was back there, and I don't know if maybe Bogus saw the blitz coming and got a little distracted by it, but yeah, they had the perfect call for that snap.
All right, so Noah Labor recovers that with 9:56, and it's first and goal from the 5 here for Regis. And so knocking on the door again, just 5 yards away from pay dirt. Jacob Brommer, the sophomore quarterback. Interesting to see if we do see any of the other backup quarterbacks for Regis. As coming around the left side and working it around, number 34, scooting to the end zone and going to get in there for the score. Tucker Darrowin, the 5'11 senior. And we've heard from Tucker earlier. He had, that's his fourth carry of the night, and this is his first touchdown. So Coach Brenner is generous in that way, trying to get as many guys a touchdown.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty cool experience,
you know,
right?
Yep, and everybody gets to buy in even more.
Yeah.
And that time, instead of cutting it up, he just stretched it out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So Darrowin gets the touchdown, and now Noah Labor try to convert this one. And he had the fumble recovery at the 5 as well for Regis. Ball down from Bromley, and the kick is good. All right. The Ramblers have created a running clock, a 39-point edge. Back in a minute, this is McDonald Football on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Sunny below. Foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
51-12 Regis, a 39-point Rambler lead. They're on a run since it was 21-12. They're on a 30-0 run since Luke Anderson had his second touchdown catch of the night to make it 21-12. And now time for Packers and Broncos tied at 7. We hear Noah Labor again. He's recovering fumbles and doing all sorts of things. He's going to kick it off here And he's going to kick a squibber, and it's going to bounce off of the McDonald runner, and it's going to be recovered there by Noah Smesky, and he's going to run into traffic at about the 20-yard line. So, again, McDonald, what was noteworthy was Betcher, the injury on the ground, able to come up, but then the fumble through the legs of Vagas, and that just not a good start here for the Macs in the second half. And again, there were a lot of things to be encouraged by in that first half, maybe outnumbered by Regis, but it is what it is, 51-12 here, and we're going to have a running clock.
Yeah, three picks, two fumbles against a team like Regis, that's tough. And,
yeah.
And then you factor in all these snaps.
Right.
It's the rest, not a good recipe.
No. And there's the handoff, and they're going to pound it from the 20 up toward about the 25-yard line. And Christofferson has not had a lot of carries. That's just his fifth carry unofficially on the night. Takes him to five carries for 9 yards for McDonald. Second and five, and Vagas from the pistol. And they're going to hand it off again. And Christofferson, with another carry, gets it just past the 30 and or to the... And there's a pass incomplete on the near side.
Yeah, over his head. That was number six, Callen Johnson. Yeah, just over his head.
So fourth and seven is what they have listed here.
See if we'll squib this one. Punt it away. Yeah, it looks like we're going to punt for sure here.
All right, so I had given Christofferson five. Apparently I should have given him four earlier. And Mason Sisco back deep to receive the punt. Then an incomplete, and there's the boot. And it's going to go out of bounds in the far side around the 40 of Regis. Let me tell you that plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off. So Wasgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wasgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Give them a call at 839-0707 or go to Wasgala.com. That's Wasgala.com. And as we're waiting for the teams to get out again, let me also tell you, Stelter Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. You know, it's easy for me to make myself feel old. I remember Ryan Stelter as a standout athlete at McDonald, but please don't tell me the years he played. This was probably the 90s.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah,
probably,
so it feels like yesterday.
96, 97
yeah, wow.
maybe.
Wow. Yeah. I'll see these guys. And
good play right there. Who's that? Noah.
Is it
Noah flying up?
Isaac
linebacker.
Helland is a 5'4", 139-pound sophomore. First time running for him tonight. I'm going to use the receiver area for running back because I don't have any room. So Helland, number 20, his first carry of the night. And that one, a loss of two on the play. So, again, running clock, 6:20 left, third quarter, and 51-12, Ramblers. McDonald, two long touchdowns to Luke Anderson, 77 and 62 yards. Not able to convert the extra point on either occasion. And through the middle and just pounding into the teeth of the defense is Mason Sisco, number 12. Now, Mason did carry one 10-yard touchdown run earlier, and he bursts from the 35 out to the 48 for a gain of 13.
Yeah, you can just tell that the offensive lines, they're able to start leaning on our guys a little more. And,
yeah.
You know, we're not getting quite the penetration we were getting earlier in the game.
But I'm going to ask you a question, and I know how I'd answer, so be ready for a question
okay.
after this play. So here we go, 51-12 Ramblers, double wing formation, and Brommer under center. And he's going to hand it off to the fullback, and he's going to pound his way forward from the 48 to about the 45 or so of McDonald, and that took to be number 36 this time, Johnny Joles. And for Johnny, his fourth carry of the night, and taking it from a gain of six on the play, so 16. Here's the thing. Would you rather have played a cream puff entry back into 11 player or the second-ranked Division 6 team in the state?
I'll take them game two.
Okay, all right. Fair enough, fair enough. All right. Second and four. Good answer. Good answer. And pitching it to the near side, and they're going to jump tackle from behind by the McDonald player, Luke Anderson, after the running back. Able to, again, so many different options they go to. Number 20, Isaac Helland, only his second carry of the night. He's just a sophomore. He's going to be around a while. Some of these guys further along than him. And a gain of four on the play for Helland.
Yeah, I think, you know, just one game to kind of work some of these bugs out.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. And the schedule is what it is, right? It works out the way it does.
No. But I think we can learn a lot from this.
Right. I mean, how many teams will McDonald play that's as good as Regis? And again, Regis is going to get better as everybody will. Oh, boy. Good penetration by the Max that time. And they're able to get the running back down for a big loss on the play. And for McDonald, number 74, Carson Empey, a freshman defensive lineman. Great penetration. Loss of seven on the play.
Yeah, that was great penetration there. And you know, and it's plays like that, you know, little sparks that you see that I think we can build on, and I think we will definitely be a good team.
One receiver split to each side now, and a little different formation. We've seen them under center almost all night, but from the pistol, there's a decent snap, and they're going to rifle one, and it's nearly intercepted. It hit the McDonald defender, Lewis Locomone, the sophomore, right in the hands,
right
but
in the hands.
Not able to bring it in, and he's slapping his.
You know, that's a ball that you think about a little bit after the game, and maybe a couple games right in my hands. You
right.
Know?
Clock ticking toward 3 minutes left here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls at 9:05. Don't forget, back here next Thursday night for Chi High and Memorial. Catch all the action on FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com, and live video stream on your WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Volleyball on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. 1:40 on Tuesday from the Wausau West Invitational. Join Caleb Swenson for all the action. And there's the handoff up the middle and cutting into the McDonald defense. The ball carrier, Johnny Joles, again. Again, you know, some of these guys, like, what year is Johnny? Johnny's a junior. So, I mean, they've got seniors. Carter Cisco's a senior. Nathan Lauber. But it seems to me at Regis they practice what Chi-High softball practices. Tradition never graduates. So Joel's got some of it back that time. And they're ready to punt one away here. Inside of 2 minutes left in the third quarter with the running clock, with the Ramblers enjoying a 39-point lead. Running clock at 35 in the second half of a game like this and taking their time. There's the snap, and the punter getting his first punt of the night, John Liebum. And this one's going to roll inside the 10, and oh, my. Boy, when it's your day, it's your day, isn't it?
I guess so.
To the 3-yard line,
Yep.
Like a fine putt, like a fine chip shot in golf, it just landed where they wanted it.
And I don't blame the returner for not catching that.
No.
Lewis, what is he, a sophomore, surrounded by Regis defenders there. You know, that's a tough ball to catch. And
another question for you, Seth. McDonald, you mentioned it earlier, a lot of running clocks on their opponents last year. Mm-hmm. Now we're on the receiving end. Haven't had this for a while.
No. And a lot of times those running clocks were – before, you know, right after the first quarter. That was short games last year.
Yeah. I remember you and I being at it was a postseason game versus Wausau Newman. They were the eventual state champion and eight player.
Yes, that was the last time I've had this feeling.
They put a hurting on us that was worse that was worse than this.
Oh yeah. That was
but hey, McDonald rose up and eventually did win that eight player title before moving. So what a sweet way, I mean, to accomplish that before going back to 11 player from his own end zone now. Bogus on the handoff, and again, a short gain. Christofferson. Again, when I got the roster from Coach last night, it was like, yeah, this is a different offense because you can see this is what he sent me. You know, there's one running back and a bunch of wide receivers. And after a one-yard gain by Christofferson on second down, and the quarter is getting away from us here, just the third quarter. If it feels like a long game,
I think he wouldn't have to snap it here.
Yeah.
Right? Yep, he won't.
Final. No gain on the play. And one more play is not going to happen before the third quarter comes to an end. We'll change directions back in a minute. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their terrific team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. All right, backed up at, we got a third and eight from the four-yard line. Max down 51-12. Luke Anderson still in there. Again, two receivers split left and right. Boggs in his own end zone, and he's got Noah Smisky out at the 10. And Noah is close to a first down, and he's going to be made into a pretzel at about the 16, and a flag's going to be thrown.
Maybe a face mask.
So initially a 12-yard reception to Smisky. Good to see that. First completion of the second half, if you can believe it. But again, a fast-moving third quarter, and from the 15-yard line, I'll call it an 11-yard reception. Yes, 15. So, again, that's the first penalty on Regis in the second half. They have 65 yards in penalties on the night, and that takes them from the 15 out to the 30.
Yeah, that's probably one stat that might drive the Regis coach a little crazy. Is that penalty yards?
Yep. But, you know, 15 of them were on a kickoff, so that's it is what it is. But, yeah. There's the handoff to Christofferson for the Max, and able to get out to the 36, a gain of six. So, again, they've largely bottled him up tonight. I mean, he just gets into double digits for the first time all night here as Hayden has nine carries for 15 yards. So, again, it's not the running game you've been used to for the Max. And after a six-yard gain, it's a loss of two, and it's third and six. Again, running clock, just over 10.5 minutes left from Carson Park, Eau Claire. From the 36 to the 34, I'm going to call it a loss of two. Third down and six. Bogus calling for the ball. And fires one off on the left side, and he's got his receiver, and he's going to cut his way to the 45. And Luke Anderson, just legs just churning out to about the 47-yard line. Yeah, I mean, I guess you got to say you're going to begin this offense and say, all right, we got a receiver in Luke. Now what else can we do? Right?
Yeah.
That's 14
and
yards.
We got height, speed, and we got some good receivers out there.
And the McDonald first down, that's the fourth of the night for the Max. And there's the handoff up the middle. Christofferson going to make his way from the 48 into a Regis territory with the clock now inside of 9:40 left, and a look for that mark at the 46, a gain of six. So Christofferson up to 19. How about Luke Anderson, 195 yards receiving on the night on five catches. So that's efficient.
That is very efficient.
It's like 40 yards per. And now Christofferson to the near side, juking a little, and gets down just inside the 40-yard line, a gain of six on the play. And, yeah, we'll call it the 40. So six more gets him up to 25 yards rushing on the night. And another McDonald first down there, fifth of the evening.
No.
Oh, no. And the ball lost, and you saw it better than I did, Seth.
There was miscommunication, it looked like, between the quarterback and running back. Or it was maybe a mesh, and one guy didn't take it, and the quarterback gave it. And either way, the ball ended up on the ground.
Yeah.
Miscommunication. And, yeah.
Fumble lost by McDonald. Yeah. With 8:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Regis gets it back, leading at 51-12. And now the Ramblers come from their own 47. And, you know, the Macs had a bit of a drive going. Stick around later to the Names You Know stats recap. Holly Bovee, Caldwell Banker, plus the 24/7 West Wisconsin Fiber Fast plays of the game all ahead later. And we've got a timeout. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Ramblers on the handoff into McDonald territory as action resumes. And there's a fresh ball carrier, Reese Stumbaugh. We've been seeing some of the freshmen here in the second half. He's 5'10", 150 pounds, but got to be pretty cool experience for him to be getting his number called out here in a gain of six on the play. Stumbaugh, I'm trying to think of where I created. Hell, there's Helland. Reese Stumbaugh, there it is, okay. You got to see it. Seth, this is my stat sheet. I mean, look at all these different...
You know,
I need a jumbo legal pad. So, all right. Second and four. And they're going to bring it around. Student body left. And coming from behind, a good tackle by Smisky on the play. Noah, the junior, tracking down the running back.
Noah definitely making his presence felt on defense tonight. And we could see it last year, like he was going to be... He was going to be good, and he's getting a shot, you know, this year. He's a leader on the team, and, he's going to have a great season.
A 3-yard run that time for Regis, and it creates a short third and one from the 44, and there's the handoff up the middle, first down and then some, and look at those legs churning for number 20 for the Ramblers, Isaac Helland. Helland had two carries earlier in the second half, and that one he took from the 44, and that was impressive, just the effort there.
It was, yep.
And he goes 9 yards on the play, and a lot of that was self-effort. He's got three carries for 11 yards and yet another Rambler first down there, 13th unofficially of the night here on WOGO and our live video stream on our World Go Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Thanks so much to all the great advertisers making it possible. All right, the sophomore, Brommer. Actually, now I think maybe we've got a different quarterback in here. That could be number 9. Now, running it was Abel Wagner. And goes around the right side. And Jack Smisky, another tackle for McDonald as he gets him down at the 31, a gain of 4 on the play. So that is another fresh ball carrier. We have not had Abel Wagner tonight, have we? No.
I don't believe so.
I'm going to ask you to just, if you've been paying attention tonight, you could name all the running backs. So without looking, Seth Smisky, go ahead. Yeah.
Abel?
Second and six. And I think we do have a different quarterback, and we'll identify number 15, actually, Charles Gerlach. Yeah, they had mentioned the 159 pounder. Just a freshman, so...
Yeah, I'll be. You know, it'll be when Regis runs up against Fall Creek and Mondovi. Those are definitely going to be some good games.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think off the top of my head, I want to say October 2nd is the Mondovi game.
Okay.
Yeah. 4:55 left in regulation. 51-12 Ramblers. And cutting through the McDonald defense and spinning his way down to the 10-yard line is number 3, an 18-yard run for Reese Stambaugh again. Stambaugh goes for 18 more. And again, he had not carried the ball in the first half. And trying to remember, there we go. 29 yards rushing for Stambaugh now, in this all in this second half, as they get it down to the 10-yard line. And the final 4:18 of this game, 51-12 Regis. McDonald did get on the scoreboard first, led it 6-0, and trailed 21-12 after the second Luke Anderson touchdown, but that's the last time McDonald scored. And Gerlach gets it in the backfield to Rickle, and Dom Rickle runs it down to the 5-yard line. Not to be confused with an old insult comedian of the past, Don Rickles. This is Dom Rickle.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay,
Mike.
Yeah. So Dom Rickle is I wonder what the record is for most guys that are ball carriers, because they've got to be competitive with that. A couple of carries for Rickle here tonight as they're going to plow it into the end zone for yet another score, making it 57-12. The Ramblers get another score.
Yeah, they're just kind of imposing their will there, just getting a big push. And we've done a lot of subbing on the defensive line. We don't have the same guys out there. And also I see number 7, Mason Grant, is out there now. I'll give some more when I can see them good here.
3:24 is where the clock stops. 57-12. Ramblers have reeled off 36 in a row since McDonald got that second touchdown. And now the boot from Noah Labor. The ball is down. They struggle with it. Labor's going to run out of there. Try to go free. He'll come back to the left side, and he may get in, and he's going to come in and score. It'll get the 2-point. They're only going to go for the 1-point.
Yeah.
It's a 59-12 game. We're back in a minute. This is McDonald Football.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
To 12 Ramblers. They've scored the last 38 points after McDonald got it to 9 at 21-12. Luke Anderson's second touchdown of the night, a 62-yard reception. Luke, terrific evening, 195 yards in receptions, 5 balls, 2 of them for touchdowns. But not to be for the Maxes. They re-enter 11-player football after being in the 8-player ranks for a number of years. Some others, I was with a Thorpe alum today at lunch, my friend Perry, and he had said, Thorpe's still in the 8-player, and mm-hmm. So that's where
and, you know,
played
it,
back in the day.
It's not the norm to go from 8-player back to 11, for sure. I mean, there's just more and more teams going to 8-player, so
but
we'll see what happens here.
Right. And there's the scrubber, and it's going to go down. McDonald's going to get it about the 8-yard line, and then down it there is what Luke Anderson will do. With that running clock continuing to tick at 3:18, and maybe this will be the final possession for the Max tonight. Again, thanks so much to our great advertisers who have made this broadcast possible and all of our coverage. If you'd like to become an advertiser, please contact us during the week. And stick around for the post-game show, the Names You Know Stats Recap, Holly Bovey, Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Fiber Fast plays of the game coming up. Inside of 3 minutes at 2:45 before we'll get any more action. And, yeah, you had said to me maybe during the break that you were concerned about injuries, and it seems like we mostly made it through as a player, kind of a Colton Meyer, maybe, is that 59, getting back out there? Okay.
Yeah. When you're subbing and stuff, and it looks like we got a different quarterback
Parker,
in there.
Parker Lindenberg is the sophomore quarterback, number 15, getting his first action for McDonald with 2:15 to go.
Parker's a good baseball player.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I didn't see much of the McDonald baseball team this year.
I think he had, well, at least probably halfway through the season, he probably had, I think he was up there for the highest batting average.
Okay. And the handoff going to Vance Grunwald, the sophomore running back. So a couple of carries for Grunwald creates a third and 8. There's the handoff again for the Max, and pounding it up towards the 15-yard line. One more time, they get it to Vance Grunwald, the sophomore, backing up Hayden Christofferson. Creates a 4th and 5, so 3 carries for Grunwald of 5 yards. 4th and 5 with a minute 15, and so McDonald going to go for it with Lindenberg at quarterback.
Yeah, I think the understanding is they probably kneel it, and then Regis kneels on it. And we're going to run it down as far as we can here.
Yep, just waiting, and inside of a minute here as the second half has flown by. And the timeout, McDonald. And after having that clock wind down, they'll take a timeout and we'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment. This is Max Football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Final ticks of this game, 46 seconds remaining, and now McDonald will punt. And there's the boot out of there for the Max. Callan Johnson, and it's going to go to the 42-yard line of Regis.
Getting down there by
59-12. So again, McDonald did score first. They led 6-0, and in fact, when they were down 21-6, they got another touchdown. Two long passes, hookups to the talented Luke Anderson. But it gives them something to start from.
And the first quarter was pretty decent football.
It was, yeah.
Yep.
I think you start from that, and that's going to do it. The final ticks of this clock, and the action is done for the night. So stick around for our post-game show. We'll wrap this thing. Get you the stats and more. Regis wins it 59-12. Back in 2. This is McDonald Football.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to our post-game show. Regis comes out on top 59-12. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and Grant Smisky, offensive consultant for the new McDonald football regime. Luke Oliver is going to catch up with Coach in a moment. He's on the field for us. But right now, a beautiful sight here is you got the Regis and McDonald players and even the coaches on their knees at midfield, right?
Yeah, and Father Kren in the middle there saying a prayer. So, yeah, very cool.
Outstanding. All right, well, coming up in our post game, we'll have the Names You Know Stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey shortly in the 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom. FiberFast plays of the game. The Luke Anderson touchdown pass is what we'll look forward to.
You guys got me?
We'll go first to Luke, right now, to our friend Grant. Go ahead, Grant.
You can hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, one sec. I got a fine
call. All right, okay. I thought maybe we had him, but... All right, in the meantime, yeah, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap shortly and later the 24-7 of West Wisconsin Telecom. FiberFast plays of the game, and both of the Luke Anderson touchdown passes were just that. All right.
Hey, guys, go down in the end zone.
End zone. End zone.
All right, Coach, obviously not the way you wanted the game to go, but what can you take away that's good from this game?
Yeah, a lot of good things. You know, I think early on, especially, our kids played hard. Our tackling was there. You know, we probably just didn't have the rotations that we needed tonight. Obviously, having one of our top D linemen out for the game hurt us depth-wise, but there's a lot of good things to build off of. That's one of the top teams in the state. You know, that's, in my opinion, they're the best team in Division VI, regardless of what anybody else says. So we wanted to play a tough team. We wanted to play a really good team week one, and that's what we got. So hats off to them. They're a heck of a team. They're well-coached, and nothing but love and respect for Coach Brenner.
What you know, this week in practice, obviously you're going to have this kind of hanging over their heads. What are you going to focus on this week to kind of move forward? But you know, also trying to work on the things that didn't go so well.
Yeah, I think when we come in for film on Monday morning, you're going to look at it and think, wow, we had our opportunities, right? Like, we were right there with them in the beginning. So just got to point out the positives. We were right there. So. Just got to learn how to close out games.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Grant Smisky with the head coach Luke Oliver of the McDonald Max here as McDonald losing at 59-12 here on WOGO Sports. Seth, a thought from you in the post game? Pretty similar.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I there was some good things. There was some good things in that game, and I think there's plenty to build on there, and film's going to show a lot. You know, over pursuing, you know, a lineman lets you go. Well, there's probably a reason he's letting you go. He wants you to get upfield so they can push you out of the way. You know, little things like that, you know, that we will be able to build on. And, you know, we got a lot of good things here. But I do got to give a little shout out to my nephew, Braden. He's actually my godson. He plays for Regis, and it was going to be a big Smisky matchup tonight.
Uh-huh.
I got three nephews on McDonald, one playing for Regis. But it didn't happen. He had spent a little time in the hospital this week. Mm. So our prayers are with him, and that he gets better and can play here.
For sure.
Forward.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Seth. Well, let's get to the Names You Know Holly Bovey stats recap. Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. And the stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. One of the life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent. When you're buying or selling a home, Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors are names you know and trust. Right here in Chippewa Falls, you can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And again, as we check the stats for tonight for McDonald, ultimately Hayden Christopherson unofficially with 25 yards rushing. The Max comparatively did finish with 5 first downs to 14 for Regis. Penalties, McDonald was not penalized in the second half, 25 yards and penalties to 65 for Regis on the night. Through the air, Bogus threw for over 200 yards just in the first half. Had a couple more completions for 25 unofficially for 227 yards tonight. Did lose 20 yards, though, when he was sacked behind the line of scrimmage as well on the evening. The stat that stands out, though, in the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap is Luke Anderson catching 5 balls, 2 for touchdowns for 195 yards on the night for your McDonald Max. And now for the today's FiberFast plays of the game brought to you by 24/7 of West Wisconsin. Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners, only a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. And there's the completion for McDonald, and then shaking free of the tackle, and he's going to go the 50, the 45, the 40, off to the races, heading Luke Anderson, racing all the way down for a touchdown for McDonald. Wow. Unbelievable. He busted at 77 yards for pay dirt.
Wow, what a way to start for McDonald. That is fantastic.
And McDonald got a 6-0 lead early, and nobody was looking for that to be the case.
And I think we're going to see a lot of that this season. I really do.
And we close it out with one similar FiberFast play of the game for you here from 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom. Tackled 3 times behind the line of scrimmage for minus 18. Third down and 6 for the Max. Bogus is going to find Anderson. Midfield, and Luke is off to the races. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Luke Anderson.
Wow.
And McDonald.
Nice. That was the perfect play call, and as soon as he caught that ball, I didn't want to say it. You know, I can't steal your thunder, but boy, that you knew it was going touchdown right away. That
62 yards to the house. Luke Anderson matches that with his 77-yard score earlier, and the Max back ended down 21-12. But that was the last McDonald would score on the night with 7:42 to go in the second quarter. They trailed 21-12, and Regis had all the rest of the points, the other 38. They go on a 38-0 scoring binge and win it 59-12.
Yeah, it would have. I think it would have meant a lot if we could have punched it in one more time in the third quarter there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen, and that was more due to turnovers and quarterback, the center, the snaps there. So just but things that will definitely get figured out.
Well, next up for the McDonald Max, they'll be playing at DeRay, their home opener against Spooner, and that is coming up on Thursday night. And so that same night, we'll have coverage of Chi High here at Carson Park against Eau Claire Memorial, pregame 6:35 on WOGO Sports. Our next coverage of McDonald will be against Spring Valley at DeRay Field. Coming up on September 3rd, so we look forward to that broadcast.
Yep.
Also here on WOGO Sports, our volleyball coverage of both Chahai and McDonald starts on Tuesday from Wausau West in the Wausau West Invitational. That's a 1:40 start time on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. For Seth Smitsky, I'm Mark Halverson, and thanks again to our terrific video crew tonight, including Caleb Swenson, Carter Jagger, and Conley Engelmeyer. For our friend Trayton Hoym back at our WOGO studios, thanks so much for your great job on your end. Again, our final score tonight, it's Eau Claire Regis 59 and McDonald 12. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine,
Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.